Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Life Changing Ministries, our weekly broadcast. Today I have with me Miss Beatrice. She is one of the graduates from our institute, and she did so well in our institute that she now assists me in some of our trainings and classes with our second set of students. So she'll be chiming in soon, but just want to let you know how things are going in our institute. We're on week 5 for our second class, and our students are learning the first class. They've submitted their applications to the state, and they haven't got them all approved yet, but they are working in the field of counseling. So one of the things you get an opportunity to do once you complete the class is being employed within the substance abuse field as a counselor. I'm going to let Miss Beatrice just say a little bit of the things that's taking place in her life as a result of completing our substance abuse class. Miss Beatrice?
Hello, everyone. I am honored to say that at this time, I have completed the class and in the process of getting my license to work as a substance abuse counselor. I plan to start working at the methadone clinic and here in Milwaukee, and hopefully from there, maybe continue to be the teacher assistant and also to continue my education to become a counselor licensed. Substance abuse counselor.
Right. So that's one of the things that we come up with is that the methadone clinic, you're assigned approximately 50 patients, and it's such a fast-paced environment. And if a person can make it at the methadone clinic, they can make it pretty much anywhere. So one of the things we've come up with is a liaison within the methadone clinic that we could get our students, once they graduate the program, an internship at the methadone clinic and let them see hands-on how things really look in the work field versus how it looks from the classroom. And Miss Beatrice, she's now assisting me with the next set of students. And what are some of the things that you are observing in seeing the new students that have come through?
That they are eager to learn and impressed with what they are learning and how they are using the skills in their everyday life. And they are becoming aware of a lot of situations that put people get into once they start using drugs and how it affects their mind, their body, even their soul and their family. So it's a lot to learn and it's a lot to understand, but it's also a good thing to know, because when you come into contact with people that use drugs, you think of them as being I'm going to say nobody, but everybody is somebody.
Okay.
And so we are learning that even though these people are on drugs, that they are hurting, and we need to find out what that hurt is and help them find that hurt and overcome that hurt to help them stop the use of the drugs.
Okay. Now, one thing I remember that you shared about starting an ALDA program at your church. Have that gotten off the ground yet?
Not yet, but hopefully in the future it's something that I can do in the church. It's still one of my goals, and I hope to make it come true in the future.
And as a result of the class, what might you incorporate versus just wanting to help people? What might be different as a result of you graduating from the class?
I want to do one-on-one counseling and be able to do group and family counseling. You can't just counsel the person. You have to counsel the whole family in order for everybody to move forward in their life. So it's a process, and I just wanted to be able to complete that process thoroughly.
Okay. So we have started our second class, and we're on week 5. And what you can expect to learn is actually moving from helping people to being a trained professional Week one consists of professional readiness, giving you the basis of ethical principles and cultural competency. And the second week, it continues to give you information and education on professional readiness, including confidentiality, the laws, local, state, and federal guidelines that govern how a trained professional licensed counselor should conduct himself. Then the third week, we actually go into the 12 core function of counseling, which consists of the intake, the assessment, orientation, treatment planning, counseling, case management, education, and then some electives. So there is 10 weeks of presented information. The last couple weeks, we prepare you for the test, as well as completing the application to be submitted to the state. At the end of the class, you will receive your transcripts to be submitted to DSPS, Department of Safety and Public. Department of Safety and Public Services, which you will be submitting the applications to, as well as your certificate of completion from the program. So those are the, some of the things you will obtain from the Institute. Also, being on week five, we will probably start our next class at the beginning of January or the end of December. But based on demand, if there is an opportunity for people that want to join in, and we may start a second class, even though we have right now, we have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 1, and then Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 8, and we wouldn't have a problem starting a third class based on the need of such. Within our class, we have several pastors. We have several people, even Miss Beatrice, that had retired from Milwaukee County and wanted to start another career. We have people from all walks of life that had aspired to be a counselor that have joined in our classes. So you have an opportunity to perhaps do something that you always thought about, in addition to receiving a paycheck. So that's a little bit about our Life Changing Ministries Institute of Higher Learning. And I will repeat that again sort of on the end. But also, I want to say a little bit about our outpatient and day treatment services. We also are a licensed clinic for mental health and treating alcohol and drug addictions, whether it's opiates, marijuana, cocaine. There's now a flux of crystal meth in our neighborhoods, as well as Molly and even bath salts. So we are getting a flux of clients from all walks of life that need treatment. And we are outpatient day treatment Monday through Friday, depending on if they work or their needs. We tailor make a program specific to their needs and to their employment needs. We work with DVR, that's Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. We work with DOC, Department of Correction. We work with Juvenile Department of Corrections. We work with Justice Point. We work with various treatment centers just to get the client's needs met. So we are open on the north side and the south side. On the north side, 1134 West North Avenue. And then on our south side clinic at 2363 South 13th. And if you yourself, or if you know of someone that's really struggling with drug addiction and alcoholism, come check us out. Come sign up on our program. And we have countless testimonies of those who have come to our program and now are living clean and sober lives. So in addition to the Institute, we do have our counseling program. And we encourage you to pass the word, or if you yourself are in need of counseling service, you can come by. Even as we teach in our Institute, we honor confidentiality, we honor bedside manner of making people feel welcome. In fact, that's one of the things that people say about our agency is that they didn't know what to think. They didn't know what to expect. They were apprehensive, some afraid. But once they came, they were greeted with professionalism. They were greeted with kindness. And they have acclimated not just to sobriety, but being more social, having developed clean and sober support with our other peers as well as our staff. So we can be reached at 414-269-9660. That's our office number. My number is 414-552-5625. I'm always available by text. I will get your voicemails and such too, but I respond 100% to texts. And then we have 414-399-3979. And I just want to make sure that we cover that we are a licensed outpatient and day treatment. And Mrs. B, having finished the class, and I'm sharing with them about the outpatient and day treatment, what can you add to that?
Outpatient is it's good for the ones that don't want to be in a hospital setting.
Okay.
And for those who are working, and for those who just want to see what assist all about. But okay. If you are in the need for outpatient or the day treatment program, I suggest you give us a call so we can start your treatment program. Day treatment is counseling, and of course, there is a group therapy, and if you make your way, we'll help you make the way. So,
okay. So we have group therapy, AOD education, relapse prevention, individual one-on-one sessions, anger management. Many times the courts have some predetermined stuff that they would like to see you learn. If you come through like impact, say you get an OWI or DUI, they will make you or seek a program. We work with Impact and helping people get their driver's license back. We create a driver safety plan. We make sure that you get the education hours that you really need to satisfy the court and to get your driver's license back. Those that are pre-sentenced for drug-related cases or even domestic violence or any type of thing, we work with the court systems. We let the judges know that you're staying clean or that you are participating, and it has a very favorable outcome on sentencing. So we're not just treating people individually. We, as Ms. B said, we work with the families. You know, we work with the spouses. We work with mothers. We work with children. We work with everybody affected by drug addiction. So I said a little bit about the institute, and then I talked a little bit about our outpatient and day treatment services, and then I just want to add about our sober living facilities. We do have a women's facility located adjacent to our Southside Clinic at 2363, actually connected. It's a 10-bed facility. It has all the amenities of a good, clean, comfortable home. Sometimes in the substance abuse field, people may not always value the client, and sometimes it looks like substandard living. But at our facilities, it's very clean, modern, bedding, TVs, anything that you would like at your home, we have in our facilities. And again, it's a 10-bed facility, and we're located at 2365 South 13th. And then we have our men's facility. It is a 14-bed facility, and it's located on 33rd and Burleigh. Again, it's modern, it's new, it's updated. Everything that I would like at my house, I made sure that those of our clients and people that are seeking to be sober, that we have those amenities. And so if you or someone you know is looking for a safe and sober environment, give us a call, 414-552-5625, 414-269-9660 and 414-399-3979. If you contact us, we can meet you right where we are, right where you are. Also, we take various types of insurance, personal insurances. We take state insurance. We're also a nonprofit, so we don't turn anyone down. We help people get insurance. We come up with strategies for people to get their needs met, whether it's with medications or whether it's just accessing services, attending our services. So at Life Changing Ministries, we are on the move. We're in the Thanksgiving and the holiday season, so our clients are now working on gratitude, making amends. You know, we operate with curriculum to make people healthy. We don't just want our clients to be off of drugs, but we want them to live a healthier quality of life. And one of the things we do is challenge them. We make them look at the people that they've harmed. We let them look at their behaviors and attitudes, how it has affected them as a family. We clean them up, help them get clean so they can get jobs. If they don't have their GED, we refer them to get GED. Sometimes they don't read or write at all. We have liaisons for literacy. We refer them to literacy programs. If they lack clothes, if they lack food, we have community resources. And we just make sure that Life Changing Ministries is not just a word or a name. We try to make sure that those who seek our services do exactly get that life-changing ministry. I've been talking for a minute. I have Miss B, who actually was not all the way ready when I called her, but she thought it was befitting to get up and meet me here. Before I close, I'm going to just let her say a few things, and then I'm going to close us out with our information again. Mrs. B?
So now that you heard about all the things that we can offer you, I hope you take the time and think about what we had said and continue to be blessed and know that there is help out there for you and your family and your friends and whoever you know that may need help. Give us a call, as Pastor Boswell has said, and we will be here waiting to assist you.
All right. So again, we have the Life Changing Ministries Institute. We meet for 12 weeks, 2 days per week. That can be 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Based on the need, we will start a third class. Again, you will learn a lot. You will be proficient in professional readiness. You will be proficient in case management, social work. You will develop resources to help the clients that you will be serving to get their needs met. Then we have our treatment program, in which we are making a positive impact on the community. We have over 100 active clients that come to us for various reasons. Sometimes they're referred through the court, sometimes through impact, sometimes they're referred through family, but we have we are open, and we do invite people to for that. So our outpatient and day treatment, we're located at 1134 West North Avenue on the second floor, and then 2363 South 13th, and that's Monday through Friday, generally 8 to 5. However, we have people that work third shift, second shift, and we actually tailor make a program for them to get their needs met. So don't hesitate to call us if you need us. Our services is confidential. No one will know your business without you wanting them to know your business. And then we have our sober living program for men and women, and it's coming up with the Thanksgiving season, and we know that no person need be suffering on the outside looking in. So please contact us at 414-552-5625. 414-269-9660 and 414-399-3979. And I just want to close us with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for everything that has taken place in this broadcast. Lord, we bless all our listeners and those that are in need of our services. Lord, we ask that you just pave the way that they will get their needs met. Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around Life Changing Ministries, that we will continue to do your bidding, that you will be glorified, and the body of Christ will be edified. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name, and we say amen.